I know that some of us here today are married. So if you're willing just to share, to out yourself and share how many years you've been married, will anyone do that for us? 27 years! Oh my goodness. 43! Oh, wow. 55 years on Thursday. 52. Oh my goodness. Whoa, Lord have mercy. So I have not been married nearly so long. Two Saturdays ago, in fact, we celebrated our 6th wedding anniversary. And for those of you who are married, and in fact, any of you who have been in a significant long-term relationship, I think you'll probably agree with me when I say that at the outset of my marriage, at the outset of our relationship, I really had no idea what I was getting myself into. I mean, sure, I understood the broad outlines of it, right? To have and to hold, richer, poorer, sickness and health, blah, 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 blah. But as for the nitty-gritty details of it, as for all the little rules and roles and responsibilities that stack up to give life and to give shape and texture to that relationship, there is no way that I was able to anticipate all that at the beginning. Amen? So for instance, standing in the First Congregational Church of Long Beach, California on August 11th, 2012, there is no way that my wife, my soon-to-be wife, rather, could have anticipated the depth to which I detest putting away my laundry. She had no idea. She was clueless to the fact that for the rest of her life, her bedroom would be adorned with laundry baskets full of clean clothes waiting to be put back into the closet. Thou shalt ask at least 4 times with increasing levels of exasperation before those clothes get put away. Standing there in the sanctuary of the First Congregational Church of Long Beach, California in 2012, my wife had no idea that would be one of the rules of our relationship. But alas, now she does. But that's just the way it works. Relationships come first, and the rules that give life and shape and texture to that relationship, they come after. And that is what our reading today from Exodus 19 is all about. So if you were here last Sunday, Reverend Bergstresser led you on an exploration of the Ten Commandments, and he invited you to think deeply about the core values underlying those commandments. The love of God and the love of neighbor. Those values to which Jesus pointed time and again in his own ministry and his own teaching. But today's reading is about what comes before those commandments. What comes before even those core values. Because those commandments are found in Exodus chapter 20. And in order to get to Exodus chapter 20, you have to read Exodus chapter 19, which we read this morning. And what do we find in Exodus 19? We find God reminding the Israelites about their relationship. God says, remember our relationship. Don't you remember how I brought you on eagle's wings out of Egypt? Out of bondage and oppression? Out of slavery and persecution? Don't you remember, says God? Don't you remember how I brought you into freedom? How I brought you to myself? How I brought you ever deeper into my heart? Don't you remember that, says God? Because if you remember those things, then you will recognize that we're in a very special covenantal relationship. We're in a very special love-filled, love-saturated relationship. And because we're in this kind of relationship, of course there's going to be some rules, because that's how it works. Relationship comes first, and then out of the context of that relationship comes the rules that give life and shape and texture to it. So my hope for us this morning is simply that we would be able to receive not only the Ten Commandments, but all of Jesus' teachings for what they are. They're not a club with which to beat us into submission. They're not a crowbar that is trying to make us fit into this little conformist box. But rather, these commandments, these teachings, they're expressions of our loving relationship with God. May we receive them as such, and may we all do a better job of putting away our clothes. Amen.